how far people will go just to follow. Oh. You know, like right now, they've got the lottery. I've seen so many fucking people. All they live for is the lottery each week. That in Canada here, there's two, like 649 and all those fucking ads on TV and on the radio, you know, and that's all they live for because they're so fucking taxed and they're so wound down and they're so fucking poor and they're barely just getting by each week. That's the only hope they have, the lottery. And that's what the movie The Island's about. It was a fucking awesome movie. Thanks.
What would you say? Brian's going to get into it? Is that what you said?
I don't know. I don't know if he will or not, but it was good. It was a good movie he talked about the other night. Just the sheeple following. Following, right. following that you were talking about. I just thought I'd mention it to you.
And no doubt. So the movie that's out, it's about the lottery or it's about something else?
It's called The Island. The lottery is escaping from hell and getting to the island. It's like winning the lottery.
Right.
But it's
a
lottery
right.
they have, yeah. Escaping the hard life that they lead. Or
right.
the boring or the monotony, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like that. I mean, you know, for my grandfather, you know, was one day, you know, he was 86 years old when he died. And up to his birthday, up to his death day, I was going at the time and getting him his, you know, his weekly Powerball tickets. And, I mean, it was more, you know, with him, it was, you know, he didn't expect to win it or anything. It was more or less just something he always did as a tradition. But, you know, it's just that thing of, you know, he always asked me, hey, what do you want if we win the lottery, you know? And, I don't know. It's but so many people, you're right, they go out and they spend 20 or 30 bucks on it out of their paycheck. I know other people that spend hundreds and hundreds of it on scratch offs, you know, which is really ridiculous, and it's a disease. It's they're going after the quick fix of, you know, hitting on a scratch off for money, and it's just like any other drug or any other, you know, gambling addiction. It's just it's ridiculous, but yeah. Anyway, we have Brian coming up next with the wake up call. And I don't know, tomorrow hopefully Wanda should be back for Useless Eaters. Hopefully you'll get a better version of me too. I don't know, I slept all day. I feel real half-assed lately. I don't know, been sick since the weather changed, so maybe I need to get some clothes.
You did great. It was no, you did awesome tonight. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thanks for jumping on Festy, and thanks to Truth War and Rex as well. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow night, and enjoy the rest of the lineup. Peace.
The greatest form of control is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free. What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers. We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just spring it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient.
greedy and Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope in Solomon's temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now. And no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds, and wanna wake up to a dead in the grave. By then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you think the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you think that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie, the swan flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrificing children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now. And no one's talking about how they made us fight and be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and wanna wake up to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of days.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you've got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Truth Radio, bring you facts.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks that drills and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back, I roll for crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all claim, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You must know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. Ain't nothing changed with me. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple 404 shells from hell, stuck on this mission, go home, my girl fussing him, won't you change your life, I'm thinking, won't I change my wife, ignorant, passive, like the rat shit, it's just another hustle, another way for to touch you, now they know the face that beams, now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream, I feel sorry for those who did, don't can't stop the war, whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke in a rock below. You know what block I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, you'll stand this long. Every time I step in the booth, I speak.
Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Call, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here with here with you on this lovely evening. It feels like a spring night here, after, you know, we had a lot of cold weather. I got a couple things I want to focus on tonight. A few times, all over the map. Tonight I want to talk about Muslim hatred, okay? I brought this up because I saw a news story today in Massachusetts, where I'm from, about the Cambridge school system is going to have a state holiday, for a Muslim holiday, and
forgive me if I mispronounce this, Eid al-Adha, Festival of Sacrifice. So, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people have a problem with that. A lot of people talk a lot of crap about Muslims since 9/11. And for the most part, those are the most misguided, uneducational, unaware people out of the whole bunch, isn't it? You know, it's usually the fake patriots, the ones that thump their chest, drink their beer, and, you know, I know a few of them, all right? They just get real loud. They just, you know, don't have a clue about anything. You know, you try and tell them something's not real or something's fake, and it's just, they'll trash you, say, no, come on, you know, I saw it on TV, and it's just like, oh, man. Well, you know, ever since 9/11, you know, the Muslims have basically become, you know, the focus of a lot of racism. I mean, they have. People don't want to talk about it, but it's true. The Muslims have been on the shit end of the stick of a whole lot of racism. Over what? Over the fact that all of these morons can't get it through their head that Osama bin Laden can't turn buildings to dust. So, therefore, they discriminate against all the Muslims. And they think that they're patriots. Okay? This is done on purpose. Okay? They want the social division. Okay? They want you to have a disdain for Muslims. Do you know why? Because they're over there killing them, idiots. Not them. They're not idiots. You're the idiot if you think it's cool that they're killing them. They're over there killing all these people. For no reason. And, you know, they plant all this. They plant all this on you. That's why they were going to have the mosque at Ground Zero, guys. You know, that was just to get everybody all fired up. And honestly, it's sickening. It's real sickening. You know, I've seen a lot of people say to me, oh, why don't we just nuke that whole place? Why don't we just nuke the whole Middle East and get rid of all those people? What the hell is the matter with people, man? Nuke that whole place and get rid of everybody? You know, for you people that don't know, you know, the Muslims had as much to do with 9/11 as the Australians did, okay? I mean, really. They had nothing to do with it, all right? Elements within our own government. And, you know, on the close outside looking in part of the government, you know, if you want to call it shadow governments or whatever, those type of people, those are the people that are responsible for it. Not the people in Afghanistan that we've been murdering. Not the people in Iraq that we've been murdering. Okay? Those people didn't do anything to us. And for you to go around bad-mouthing Muslims, you know, it makes you look like a coward. And it makes you look like a fool. And you are a fool. If that's what you're going to resort to, you're a fool. You know, it's much like it was, you know, for, I feel like, you know, for the, I wasn't around, but, you know, for the Japanese way back when, you know, I mean, these people aren't being thrown in camps, but, you know, everybody's looking at them like, oh, this guy's probably going to blow up something, or that person's going to blow up something. You should be looking at white men in business suits and thinking they're the ones that are probably going to blow up something. They're the ones that are going to cause something to happen. It's not Muslims. It's bankers. It's bankers. They're the ones with all the agendas. They're the ones that do things to change populations and change economies. They're the ones behind all these things, usually. They're the faces. The Bin Ladens, the Gaddafis, those are the invisible boogeymen. Okay? That's, you know, we talked about it at great length. I mean, Gaddafi, you know, he might have had some bad things about him, but he did a lot of good things that people in this country would never do. Ever. Never, ever, 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 guys. Ever. And what do you hear about him? Oh, you hear he's gunning down his own people, you know? You don't hear nothing about how he was going to start their own economy, and not just for his country, for everybody in Africa, the whole continent. I mean, what a terrible guy, you know? What a terrible guy. I mean, we're not going to do a whole show on him again, though. But I'm just saying, this is how everybody is so misled on everything. People don't have a clue about anything. And they think it's okay to just go and hate on Muslims. And second off, let me say this. Even if Osama bin Laden blew up those buildings on 9/11, okay? What right does that give you to go hate on every single person that's from that, you know, ethnic group? And how ignorant is that and racist? What is this? Is this like slavery days? What's the matter with you? I can't stand people like that. Drives me crazy. Yeah, and anyway, so that's why they put the story out there today. You know, they're having a Muslim holiday. I think it's tomorrow. And all these schools in Cambridge, because I guess there's a large Muslim population there, they get to have the day off. And, you know, it's going to be an annual thing. And, of course, they want to piss people off, so they put it on the news. Like, why is that even on the news? It's just on the news to get under everybody's skin. And the other thing about this, guys, right?
No.
The same people that do this, right? These same these real big loudmouths that, you know, USA, hoorah, all this BS that don't know anything about history, don't know anything about any terrorism, don't know anything about the war, don't know anything about anything. Just what they see on TV, what's spoon-fed to them, that's all they know. Those are the most dangerous types. Those guys are the buffoons, okay? And those are the people that it's really, really hard to wake up, isn't it? I mean, those are the people that you just can't get through because they just don't want to look at anything. And those are the same people that would put government before their family. Guys, the government isn't there like this almighty deity, a god for you guys to worship. Think of the government like the manager of McDonald's or something. You know what I mean? It's just there to run things. It's not, you know, anything for you to look up to, okay? No. Look up to different people. Look up for your family. Look out for your family. I know some people that would put the government before their family. They would. I know some people that would put a political party before their family. Think about how absurd that is. You got these people that behind the scenes don't even oppose each other, really. They're all, you know, there's always a main agenda, okay? Look at it like this. I wish I could draw on a board and you could see it. But, you know, there's like a big agenda, okay? It's like a big half of a circle, okay? And underneath it, you know, is these little different sub-agendas, you know what I mean? And they can kind of oppose each other, but still end up pointing the same point across under the main agenda. And that's what the two parties do. You know, they really look, you know, they make it look like they're all fighting for each other. But in the end, it's the same thing, you know. They still, you know, all pretty much support the same things. And everything still gets done. You know, the wars that they want to go to, the kinetic military action without Congress. That's all a show, guys. That's all a show to make it look like, you know, some people were sticking up for you. There were some people sticking up for the American people. And, you know, what are you guys going to say when we go to Iran? Huh? What are you guys going to say about when we go to Iran? Are you going to stand by and just not say anything? Because we said that they tried to assassinate somebody, even though nobody showed a shred of evidence except for the word of an FBI informant. Oh, yeah, well, I guess his word is golden. I mean, they're the best, right? They're the best. They're still on the up and up. It's unbelievable. They have their fingerprints all over 9/11. Come on. They were all over the scene. Give me a break. What about, 93? The World Trade Center bombing in 93? If it's even, you know, if it's even what we were told it was. I mean, I don't even know anymore what to believe, guys. I don't. I got to go back and relook everything over.
Bright.
Yeah.
Bright, to jump in on the one on 93, just to give you some quick info if you haven't looked into it much yet. The guy that was actually the scapegoat there, he actually was an FBI informant as well. And he thought that the bomb they were giving him was fake. It turned out to be live. He started recording the phone calls.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah, yep, yeah. I got that. I got the phone calls. I was telling people about that one night. Yeah, Ahmad Salem. We'll tell everybody real quick for everybody that's listening. What he did, guys, is the FBI wanted to give him. You know, it was supposed to be a fake bomb for the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and they ended up giving him a real bomb, so he got real scared. So then what ended up happening is they gave him a real detonator. So now he get real nervous, and he started wiretapping the FBI. So when the FBI would call him,
all the phone calls were recorded. And, you know, you can listen to the call. I'll put the call up on my website or something later. Or you guys can just search it. Search Ahmad Salem John Intezev. That's the guy's name, head of FBI New York. And he started recording them. And he has the FBI on tape, the head of the FBI New York, saying that, you know, you're doing a great job. We're going to pay your salary of $1 million. You know, you did a good job with the bomb that went off in the World Trade Center. And then this guy's talking about kidnapping a federal judge, talking about how the FBI built them the bomb. All of this stuff is on record. It's on the phone conversation. It's crazy stuff, huh, Justin?
Oh, totally. Totally. It's insane. It's you know, it just goes to show whether it was Oklahoma City, whether it was, the World Trade Center of 93. With all these things are all, you know, contrived events, and every one of them has been not what we were told it was. It's just insane.
Every single time. And it was never the terrorist Muslims that we were told, ever. It's always been an inside job. No matter what you think happened and how it was pulled off, it's been an inside job every friggin' time. That's how these situations have been so controlled, because, you know, they've been done from within. And you know, I've done a lot of shows on it already, but, you know, that's how, you know, the whole, you know, besides small timers like us guys, I mean, all these big names that you know in the so-called truth movement, you know, the whole thing's a fraud. They really are. Whole thing's a fraud, and they're there to make these, you know, make these events seem like they're more than they are. That's what they are. You know, whether they're totally fake staged events that didn't even happen, they're there to make them look like they were attacks, or whether they are attacks, they're there to, you know, make it look like, you know, make you pissed off at who they want you pissed off at. And that's what they're all about. If you notice, it's always the same people on the scene at all the events. It's the same people in the alternative media. I don't know if you noticed, Justin, but I use Russia Today a lot for a lot of news articles. Like, I have a lot of sources like you do, I'm sure. And right. What I noticed about them lately is with the whole Occupy crap that's going on in all these cities, you see all these stories about the police state, about the police beating the people down, the rubber bullets, the mace, the tasers. You don't see anything about the controlled opposition aspect of it anywhere.
No.
Anywhere.
No.
And you see like almost advertisements. It looks like billboards of the Marine, or you see almost a billboard of the person that gets shot with the rubber bullet. It's like it's just there to scare you. It's all fear-mongering on there. This whole Occupy thing made me really realize about them.
Yeah, it totally is. Russia Today is just another front. They're just another alternative news source that has been set up to make you follow a certain narrative. And, you know, Brian's 100% right. I mean, you know, you look at like how they've been portraying the Occupy thing. They want you to get mad. They want you someone to go and fight a cop. They want someone to go and shoot a cop, and eventually that's going to happen. Whether it's real or provocateur, the people will believe it, and it's just being perpetrated across all these different alternative news sources. I totally agree.
And when I first started finding out about I started finding out new information about 9/11 that, you know, everybody knows that I've talked about the Hollow Towers and everything. Well, it made me reassess a lot of things in the truth movement. This is about probably 3 months ago now, guys. And when I started digging into all these people, like Alex Jones, like Luke Radowski, I found out a lot of things. We've done whole shows on them. I'm not going to, you know, go through all the things against these people, but they're absolutely what they, you know, are not what they appear to be. They're totally controlled. They're put in the movement to do what they're doing. And not only that, all these people are all over Russia Today. And that's why I was, you know, right when I told one of my friends 3 months ago about the whole truth movement and what had happened and the new information and what I realized about all these people, he said, well, what about RT? And I said, well, you know what? You know, I don't like to just call somebody a rat by association and not having anything on them. But, you know, let's see. And, you know, I should have seen it right away, because who's on RT all the time? Alex Jones,
oh,
Luke Radowski, Charlie Veach. I mean, come on, right. People. I mean, come
well,
on.
Well, you know, Brian, that makes me want to say something real quick that I forgot to say on Useless Eaters. And that's why we have to really go back and watch the there's a couple people that I feel were pretty rock solid in the past. And they are the real fathers of this so-called truth movement. Not the Alex Joneses, not the Radowskis, not these. And I'm talking about two people. Bill Cooper, who was murdered November 5th, 10 years ago. And also Eustace Mullins. To me, those are the two people, for the most part, that, you know, you listen to their research, there's not a hole in it. You know, they'll tell you the whole truth. They'll you know. And I feel for the most part, that's why they killed Cooper, was to insert Jones, was to insert all these other people and just bring everybody right down the, you know, the road we're at, where eventually Jones is going to start a riot. Watch. You know, it's inevitable. He's a fearmonger.
He is. That's all he is. He's a fearmonger. He's a phony, guys. He's a rat. He's a liar. He senses you. He won't talk about certain groups that he's attached to. He whitewashes anything to do with the Vatican. All of this stuff, guys, is true. You guys can look into all of it. And what Justin said about him being inserted to take over to Bill Cooper, look about it this way, guys. For anybody that's ever listened to Jones, you've heard him brag about how he's the guy that predicted 9/11. Well, no, he's not. Bill Cooper did about 3 months before him, and Alex Jones knows that. He's had Bill Cooper on a show, and that's why he lies about it. That's why he tries to discredit Bill Cooper. That's why he calls him a drunk and says he was swearing on his show and all this. And then when you go back and listen to it, he wasn't swearing on his show. He was a gentleman on his show.
Yep.
And what do you know, a month, 2 months after 9/11, who's dead? Bill Cooper's dead. And look who's the new leader of the guy for 9/11. Well, the guy that predicted it. I mean, he must have rock-solid information, right? This guy predicted 9/11. He's out here screaming with a megaphone. And he's talking about inside job, and you never hear anybody say all this stuff. And it's all just to get you in another mental box. That's what it's for, guys. It's all just to get you in another mental box. Because they know that you're thirsty for information now. Go ahead.
I just want just to ask for clarification. Like, okay, 9/11 that morning. Okay, I'd heard all sorts of rumblings, lots of places. Now I'm not attributing it to any one special person because I don't hang on names. Usually, I'm not a name hanger. But when my landlady told me that morning what had happened, I got home from work 3 a.m. Crash, got up about 9:30-ish, went downstairs, and they'd already done the first tower, eh? I lose track here, or I just can't seem to get the connect how Alex Jones can say he predicted it. It was predicted that there was something was going to happen in the East, or the Eastern United States, or the Eastern Seaboard for fucking long, long time.
Well, it's because he went on the air and said Bin Laden and this and that. That's why.
Right. But he said Bin Laden. Right. But June 28th of 2001, check this out. Bill Cooper, you know, on this Hour of the Time, Reno broadcast, he came out and he said how CNN, you know, a CNN jerk off reporter, that was his words, was able to go into the middle of Afghanistan and find this guy Osama bin Laden, who supposedly is hiding, and the biggest intelligence companies in the world cannot find this, agencies in the world cannot find this guy, you know. And he just said that he expected within 3 months that there would be a major attack, and I'm not sure if he said New York or anything like that, but he did say was going to be blamed on Osama bin Laden. That's what he said. And that right there was he was 100% right. You know, it just went to show. And you know, like I said, June 28th of that year, then, you know, not even 3 months later. There you go.
He absolutely did. Guys, and you know what? And Alex Jones says he predicted it. I'm going to play it for everybody right now. I'm going to play the Bill Cooper interview. Tell me if you hear this coming through the office.
Well, until he gets the audio going. See, my attitude, Justin, was, and now, oh, it's fucking begun. Like, the next stage. That was the first thing that I breathed out of my mouth when I saw the video live, supposedly live from New York. I went, you know, I just went, okay, now we got to go to the next level. This is what we're discussing on the radio here all the time is, well, what's the next play? What, you know, try to interpret all their clues that they keep dropping out. I'm just talking until Brian gets the tape going, all right? I'm just saying, like, it wasn't a shock to me. I just went, fuck, oh, it's begun. Now we're into the next, you know, it's like Y2K.
The funniest thing is that the Patriot Act was already written up that day. That's the funny part about that. Patriot Act was already written up that day and ready to go through. You know, and all it took was a supposed vote, which was, you know, why not wait a couple of days and think about it before you put it out? Right on 9/11, you're going to make everybody vote on something that, you know, with, that just totally takes obviously they didn't read it, they just went by fear and went by the fact that they didn't sign it, they were going to be called anti-American or whatever. Brian, did you get that working yet?
Nah, I'm not having. You know what? I tried to do it on the fly. I'll just play it on the show for everybody.
You know, see, give it to Truth Dwarf if you're not running the back, give it to him. He'll play it.
Yeah, Truth Dwarf. Let me throw you this link so you can play it for everybody. Just play it right from the beginning. I want everybody to hear it. Everybody, this is going to be the Bill Cooper interview where he predicts 9/11, and this is 3 months before Alex Jones supposedly does, guys. And they killed him for it. They killed him for being too much in the know.
Right. And here's another thing, too. While this was getting queued up, Cooper was killed, let to bleed out for 12 hours, and it was a lie. They said he shot a cop. If you shoot a cop in the head, just like Gabriel Giffords, most likely they're going to be dead. You know, we didn't hear nothing about the cop afterwards. It was just a whole cop-out. He was going back to his house to possibly get his gun, but he did not have a gun on him, and they shot him multiple times and let him bleed out for 12 hours. You know, that's murder.
And his Canadian buddy from Quebec died too. Just as a footnote, just in case some people that are listening tonight didn't know that as well.
Who's his buddy?
Bill Cooper's friend from Quebec.
Yeah, who is it?
It was his buddy. I don't remember his name right now, but I'm just saying the links are there. If you Google it, you can find it. He was a reporter, I think, from Canada. He was helping him. See, they've got a listening post in Canada here. If they can listen to communications going on in Afghanistan, it's like it's the name of the place is like Epsilon or Base Epsilon or something like that.
Well, Echelon is a whole system, and what it does, it picks up keywords.
Yeah,
but that's all.
That's an NSA thing, right?
Yeah. Yep. Probably bigger. Probably a whole worldwide thing. But yeah.
I couldn't believe I couldn't get that audio working. Truth, did you get that link from me? Can you play that?
Reporter found Osama bin Laden, took a television camera crew with him, went into Osama bin Laden's hideout, interviewed him and his top leadership, his top lieutenants and colonels and generals in their hideout. This is a CNN reporter with a camera crew. And he came out and told everybody, within 3 weeks, Osama bin Laden is going to attack the United States and Israel. Now, don't you think that's kind of strange, folks? You see, because the largest intelligence apparatus in the world, with the biggest budget in the history of the world, has been looking for Osama bin Laden for years and years and years and can't find him. A reporter from CNN and his little camera crew got in to Osama bin Laden's secret hideout and conducted an interview. If you don't believe me, tune into CNN. They're probably running it right now as I'm speaking. And if you believe it, you are one of the stupidest jerks that ever lived on the face of this earth. And whatever is going to happen that they're going to blame on Osama bin Laden, don't you even believe it. When in hell are all you people going to wake up?
Yeah, I think that's it, Truth. Thank you. All right, guys, that was the real 9/11 prediction here. All right? That was done. What month was that? Was that like March, April? You guys know?
That was June 28th.
No, that was Alex's was June 28th, wasn't it?
No, Alex was in July. Alex okay. was right after Cooper gave it. Alex jumped on it and was like July 14th or something like that.
Yeah. I thought it was a little farther apart. Okay. Yeah, guys. So that would have been the real father of the truth movement. And what, they couldn't let that happen. They needed to control the whole thing. And they had their people in place. And the people we mentioned earlier, that's just a few on a very, very long list. We're talking, this thing is like Santa's list, okay? This thing, it'd go out my door and down the street, the list of all the people that are controlled within the so-called truth community. There's just so many of them. And I've only had time to do a digging into like three or four of them, okay? But I know the other ones. I know how they hide information and what they're trying to hide and what they're put there for. But, without doing a fair, amount of research into them, I'm not going to throw their names out there just because, I don't feel that that's right. But you guys really got to – you guys can't follow anybody. That's the thing you got to you gotta realize. Don't follow anybody, no matter who it is, no matter how much you think you trust them. Don't you think they know? That's why they talk about things that you're not going to be able to do anything about, like GMO food and vaccines and all this other stuff. That information's already out there. They know all you got to do is Google it, and you're going to find out the facts about it, okay? They have to talk about it. And if they don't talk about it, you're never going to trust them. So that's how they gain your trust. That's how all these people gain your trust. And then when it comes to the big enchilada, the thing that they're all supposedly there for – and I wrote three of their names down when we were talking about it earlier because I was talking about RT, and I got the paper in front of me. And it says in front of me, Alex Jones, Luke Radowski, and Charlie Veach. And what were they all supposed, what was their claim to fame? All of them. 9/11 truth. And every single one of them is a complete fraud. Don't think it doesn't permeate down to the rest of them, because it does. It does. All the names you know, guys, you got to... be real skeptical of anybody. Don't follow anybody. Do your own research and get it from as many sources as you can. At least three sources minimum per story. At least. Before you even think of telling anybody anything about it. Because, these people will plant disinformation to make you look stupid. And then when you recite it, people just think you're an idiot. Go ahead, Justin. What do you got?
No, I think, you're 100% right. I mean, you look at these, everybody is controlled. There is no leaders. I mean, you go to whether you have the New Age side, and then you have your Ikes, with his, with all the stuff he brings it to. You have your actual Luciferians out there, like, Jordan Maxwell and Tassarion and all the, They just spout crazy shit. Every once in a while, they'll say something right. They'll talk about the straw men or the corporation, that really is. And there is good info that you can get from a lot of these guys. But the problem is when you take, when you're not taking the 80% out that's good, you're taking the whole 100, and you're taking that extra 20% that might be, some nonsense, whether it's New Age or some even throw their own religious, things into it, whether, and that's what I'm saying. It's not just New Age, but that's a big part of the infiltration. And then you have, it just spreads everywhere. It spreads to every different aspect of the so-called truth movement, from Jones to Edward Griffin to Ike to Charlie Veach. They have all their bases covered. Whether you can, before going in, when you're still a sheeple and you're either a... if you're a Christian, if you're an atheist, if you're, they have all these bases covered for your waking up. It's not, nothing is new.
Nope. It's like, I like to tell people, like, it's almost like you're in, it's like that joke gift box that's inside another gift box. It's like you're inside this mental box of all the mainstream media, the mainstream information. And once you finally break out of that, you think you're free and you're getting all this other stuff. You're really just thrown inside that second mental box, and that's these guys. And everybody out there needs to break through that other mental box and just be totally independent. It's okay to bounce around on these guys' sites and still, look around for stories here and there. But just make sure you can verify it at other places. And just don't ever, ever not look into something because one of these guys tells you, because that is when you are getting misdirected right. In the worst way. And they do it on a lot of things, and nothing more obvious than
you know, September 11th and the second plane and the media fakery and all that, and nobody will talk about any of that. They'll all dance around it. They'll attack you. They'll attack your character. They'll hang up on you. They'll change the subject. None of them will address it, okay? I've only been doing this a year, and I've known for a long time that, you know, that plane is a fake plane. And for these people to be doing this for 10 years and to not know that, no, that's just absolutely absurd. They absolutely have an agenda, and that agenda is to mislead you on 9/11, and not just that, other things, any other terrorism that pops up, any other, you know, things like the Occupy thing, anything. Right. Don't believe what these guys say when it comes to any of these events, and they're always on the scene. They're always on the scene hyping it up, making you believe it's more than it is.
I have a big one that really bothers me, and that's Mark Dice. You know, this guy, for one, he posthumously attacked Bill Cooper many times. You know, he's Jones's little pit bull. And then he went after attacked Fetzer for even entertaining the idea of Judy Woods, which obviously, like, you know, Brian, we don't support Judy Woods, but there, you know, there was info in there that people needed to see.
Yeah. Pitches in there that nobody else had that people needed to see. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Right. No, you know, so I mean, and you get down to it, and now, right again. Now, here's a guy that I don't know. You claim to be a truther or whatever, but yet you still claim to be conservative, which I still don't understand that, how you can be both, because, you know, you're voting for a Republican. But anyway, he's been going to these Occupy rallies and I don't know, you know, just kind of making it more hate. I see that's what he's doing. He's drumming up, instead of the people that are going up there and maybe, you know, educating people about the Federal Reserve, he's going up there and just making a mockery of these people just so he can make a video and get a few thousand views about it. But he's not really putting out any info with it. You know, it's just dividing people more. So, I mean, I think he's playing into this big time. Go ahead, Brian.
I never liked him. I never trusted him. No. I never really got into him too much because he just has this little smug attitude about him.
Yes.
I just always thought his stuff seemed like it was so candy coated. I just never wanted to touch it. And you know what's funny? What you just said. You know, when I was looking into Jones and looking into all the connections and, you know, the Vatican stuff and the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta and all that stuff, the other thing that I noticed that a lot of people don't talk about, obviously a few of the researchers with some of these videos did, you know, we know about the Council for National Policy and how he never talks about it. And all these guys that he's related to, like, you know, not related to, but tied to, like Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, and now what you're telling me about Mark Dice, they're all Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, he's got all these truthers, or whatever you want to call everybody.
Mm.
He's got all these listeners so convinced in his bullshit that they're all about to actually go out and vote for a Republican.
Yep.
All these people that should be not paying any mind to the two-party system are going to go and vote Republican. And not only Republican, they're going to vote for a Republican who doesn't stand for 9/11 truth.
Which makes no sense.
That blows my mind. They're laughing about that. You know that, right?
Yeah. There's the 9/11 group, and this guy does not support it. He has called us all nuts. Said that he I want to get this right. I don't want to misquote him, but something like he wishes that we would look in, you know, to something. You know, the people that are supporting him and supporting 9/11 truth, he wishes they would give that up or whatever. You know. I understand he's a politician, but that's the problem. He's a politician, you know. And elections do not count, and it's all a distraction. If he gets in, he's getting in to
appease everybody.
He's getting
in to appease everybody, hold everybody over, and then all you people out there that chant end the Fed, this and that. Do you even know anything about it? Do you even know that maybe, just maybe, that might make it easier for them to bring in a global financial system when the Fed's not standing in the way, or they might just knock it down and put something else up? You know, that's all just a bunch of BS. I mean, really,
everybody thinks
that's going to save the country. I mean, give me a break, people.
You know what's real interesting about that? The Fed is up. Their 99-year lease is up in 2012.
Yep. Isn't it right on the same day that, you know, everybody's saying all that stuff's going to happen? Isn't it December 21st?
I don't believe it. I don't know if it's December 21st. I believe it's like the last day of December. So I mean, so either way, a week away, you know, it's the same. It's right there. So I mean, you know, what will that do? Okay, so a week before the Fed goes up, you have this say this fake, you know, say anything happens. Say it's not the fake alien attack, but say anything happens, then right away, you know, you're going into. The Fed's up anyway, so let's go into this, you know, total global currency and, you know, total global government.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's just, you know, that might be the last remaining obstacle to globalize our currency with everybody else. If you guys haven't noticed, I know, Justin, you probably have, you know, some people, you know, we used to look into the, you know, the North American Union and the NAFTA and the GATT and all that. They started bringing the first trucks across the border just like a week ago. The first trucks that don't have to stop at the border that are coming right to the center of the country, they started bringing them in now.
Yeah, Agenda 21.
Yeah, all part of that. If you guys don't know what Agenda 21 is, and your kids are in the public school system, you should probably read up on it.
Yep.
Because the things that they're being taught, like, you know, the environment is more important than people.
Oh, man.
That's like the main agenda of it. I mean, one of them.
Yep.
The state is more, you know, more important than the parents. That's obviously the agenda. You know, just a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah. It's all, you know, that's another thing they're leading people to, and that's this Gaia worship, you know, worship the earth type thing, and that's another thing too, is just, you know, the whole global warming hoax and everything, that's going to play into this as well, and as so far as, you know, I don't like nuclear weapons or nuclear facilities, but that's going to be another excuse to. You know, they're going to use nuclear accidents like we've seen with Fukushima. There's going to be more of them, and that's going to be another excuse to say, you know, to just make them band into one, you know, one big, you know, government and everything else. They'll still have nukes, but they'll pretend that they got rid of them or whatever. You know, it's just everything that they're doing is part of their problem reaction solution.
Yep, and even if they. Man, you know, it's crazy to think that they would do that, and they are going to do that. They are going to do that. And the whole green movement, guys, for you guys that don't know, I've done a show on it, okay? We talked about it for, I think, maybe an hour and a half. The whole thing is a fraud, guys. It's based off fraudulent paperwork. It's based off scientists that, you know, did summaries and found out that man-made global warming was not the cause, was not, you know, humans were not the cause of global warming. You know, it was just natural. And, you know, Maurice Strong, the so-called father of the green movement, basically paid off another guy, a scientist, Benjamin Santa, and he basically fudged all the documents. He removed summaries out of there, and he made it favorable towards their agenda, which was that it is man-made. And that is how global warming was born. And that has come out. But because people do not care about real information, they don't care that the news lies to them, and they won't dig deeper, they don't know that. I still hear commercials on TV, like, I mean, on the radio, guys. I don't listen to much radio besides, I listen to sports radio a lot. Since I don't watch sports anymore, I do listen to it on the radio in my car. You know, and when I'm listening to the sports radio station, I hear this one commercial all the time about this little girl talking about global warming and trying to save the earth. And guys, I'm all for saving the environment. I am. I definitely believe in respecting the environment, not polluting, you know, all these things I do. But, you know, to you know, pay outrageous money for everything to be going green and all this because of carbon, you know, carbon dioxide. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. That's what plants breathe. It's natural. It's necessary to the cycle of life. And for them to tax it, which they're going to be doing, is absolutely mind-boggling to me. And it's all about global warming, and global warming is a fraud, guys. You guys need to know that.
Yeah, you know what, Brian? I could totally see. Now, here's the thing. They always have to have, you know, something in here that taxes us, something extra. You know, all the energy that we're using, they'll never want us using free energy, you know, that's out there. Mm-hmm. So this may be the thing to where eventually they may phase out oil and gasoline eventually, not saying anytime soon. But, you know, it just keep making these carbon taxes, you know, worse and worse. And, you know, cause the whole thing about it is, we don't need gasoline. We don't need all these, you know, things that they're you know, making us use. If we just gave the car companies 2 years and said, hey, convert over to so and so, and you know, convert over to water or you know, whatever other means of energy you have, electricity. You know, it's just totally mind-boggling and bullshit that they pretend that all this pollution is happening from it. Wouldn't you want to get rid of the so-called biggest, you know, if they say it's cars doing it, and they say it's, you know, that would make sense. That would be the number one thing. Well, hey, let's look for alternate, you know, and I'm not just talking about green initiatives, but, you know, let's just change the whole thing over. But no, they don't care about the environment. They care about taking your money in the name of protecting the environment.
Yeah, and we all know they've been sitting on the free energy technology for over 60, 70 years. I mean, forever. Mm-hmm. Since the 40s or 50s, since they've had Tesla's paper. Okay, they don't need gasoline, and we all know that. Well, maybe you guys out there don't know yet, but they don't need gasoline, okay? They can have free energy. It was developed years and years and years ago. This guy would have been able to power every mobile device wirelessly 120 years ago. In the 1890s, in the late 40s, he had a car that did over 90 miles an hour on this free energy technology. Over 90 miles an hour in the 1940s, no gasoline, okay? So to think 60, 70, 80 years later that, you know, they haven't made any improvements on this and they don't have, you know, they can't have a factory line of cars and everything else coming out with this technology is absurd. You shouldn't, you know, all they should charge you for is the distribution of this free energy because it wouldn't cost them anything. You would still get an electric bill because somebody would have to run the distribution plants and get it to you. But, you know, what would that do for our economy right now, Justin? Just imagine if they released the free energy and nobody had to pay an electric bill and gas for their cars to go back and forth to work. How would that help family in America? Everybody all of a sudden would have money. The whole economy would be stimulated in like friggin' 2 months. The whole thing would be going crazy, pumping out tons of money. The economy, you know, that's how you solve the economy. Put somebody in there that, you know, and it doesn't matter who they put in, because the whole damn system's got to go. The whole damn system's got to go. We got to get the lobbyists out of Washington. That's the most absolutely absurd thing I've ever seen in my life. Is people allowed to just give all this money, all these corporations, and then the politicians just scratch their back for them after and do whatever they want?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. There's many things. I think that you know, the first few things that have to go, besides all these banking laws and the bullshit of the you know, debt made banking. But yeah, he's totally right with the lobbyists, as well as the election laws, as you know, as well as Electoral College, as well as everybody that's been, you know, complicit in Congress and the Senate. These people have all been complicit. We need term limits. We need real people in there. Cut the ties to these, you know, these multi, you know, elite families that have been running everything. And that's how you get America back. You know, that's the only way is when you have people that actually don't care about Halliburton or don't care about the big oil, you know, or anything like that, that these lobbyists, you know, put so much money into and actually care about people for once. And that's the thing. You know, you're not going to hear it from a Democrat or a Republican.
Nope. Never. Never, never. They're just there to suck your blood. And all you people that get wrapped up in it and, you know, put a political party before your family, all right? Yeah, and I know people that do that. Just so you know, these people are all working for the same agenda behind the scenes. They just look like they're coming at it from two totally different angles, but in the long run, they're going to get their point pushed through, and they're all buddy-buddy after. They don't hate each other, so why do you waste your energy arguing with people about it, and why do you buy into it? Don't buy into it, okay? Don't. At least, if you are going to vote, at least be independent, at the least. So you can at least look into different people, you know. Right. To think that you're going to go in there and vote all for one party and have the best people, and then you're going to be the same people that turn around and bitch about everything that's wrong with this country. And you're going up there and you're voting. I like to relate it to baseball, Justin, right? I'm from Boston, so it would be like me, right? Now, you know, usually our team's pretty good. This year, obviously, we fell off really bad. You know, usually we're a contender, though. It would be like me. You know, as stupid as it is for the All-Star game to give you World Series, you know, World Series home advantage, it does. So it would be like me, you know, with the Red Sox in first place with a 15-game lead before the All-Star break, taking the All-Star ballot, and instead of voting for the best team to try and, you know, get the job done, it'd be like me voting for 9 Red Sox because I like them and they're my team. And then it, I'd be bitching, you know, in the sixth inning when we're getting blown out 15-3 because the other the National League's got an unbelievable lineup from all different teams with all the best.
Because Mike Cameron's in center field and Marco Scudero's at shortstop. I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I mean, you know, that's what it is. People get so caught up with these party lines, and I love bringing it into sports. It's a way to make people understand too. And it's just like, you know, it's the same thing. Like, you know, just like you said. I mean, it's just that's what people need to see sometimes. Is that's where, you know, it's just an easy way to break it down by looking at, you know, like a couple weeks ago I used the analogy of like. Where I live, in between Boston and New York, you know, probably a little closer to New York. So like around here, it's like, you know, you could say, 50% of the people are conservatives, aka Yankee fans, you know, then 35% are Red Sox fans, aka Democrat, you know, or whatever, and then you know, 10% are Mets fans, aka Libertarians. So, you know, it's the same, you know, it's the same thing though, just to, you know. Maybe we'll see. I thought that was a good analogy, though. But, yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, no, but it is like that. And then, guys, how can you bitch about it later when it's, you know, it's in the sixth inning and you're getting buried and, you know, all you got out there, yeah, you got your ace. But then after that, you know, you got your three and four starter out there pitching for the all-star team. And you got Pujols is getting smashed. Yeah, you got Lackey out there and you got Pujols smashing the ball over the fence because, you know what, you didn't go out and get the other best guys from around the league. You didn't get the best people to get the job done. You got the guys that you have an allegiance to. It's like being part of a gang, dude. Grow up. You're part of a gang. You're part of the Bloods and Crips. That's what you are. That's what they are. They're the biggest gangs in America.
Besides
basically
the
what
cops,
they are.
Yeah, besides the cops.
And people just it boggles my mind how some people can just, you know, if you are going to vote, how you can't go in there and look at it down the middle and at least be able to vote from both sides and, you know, pick whoever you think is the best. How can you complain after? You have no right to complain after. If all you do every year, if the most your decision making goes is voting in the primary, and when it comes to the regular thing, you just vote all for one party, I don't want to hear you bitch about anything. I really don't, because you're a big part of the problem. You need to educate yourself and learn what's going on. And hopefully along the way, you learn how much the whole thing's a sham, and you get a little more educated to issues that are going on in the world. Because everything they're telling you on TV, folks, is an absolute lie. It's an absolute joke what they show you on television.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm so sick of it. I really am. I'm just so sick of how brainwashed people are by the TV. It's just like, you know, you try and tell people something, and they act like they've, you know, you could research something for 3 years, and, you know, you're telling somebody something about it, and, you know, they'll argue with you, tell you how wrong you are. They've never looked into it, and all they've ever done is what they've seen on TV or what they've seen on the friggin' 6 o'clock news or Fox News, even the worst. I mean, they've seen it on Fox News. I just want to laugh, you know.
Well, yo, Brian, it's 100% right. It's just like this. It's like, you know, someone will argue with me or Brian or some, you know, or any of us about 9/11. Yet they haven't looked through every single thing that has been, you know, Freedom of Information Act released. You know, gone through every photo, every jumper picture, every picture, you know, from every viewpoint. You know,
none of it. They haven't done none of it. They don't even know about the thousands of hours of research you pour into stuff like this. It's crazy. They should be sitting there and be glad you're trying to save them friggin' time and letting them know what's going on.
Yeah.
Man, I get real mad when you know what. One kid, listen, the other day, right? I was posting some stuff on Facebook, and you know somebody decided to attack me and call me disrespecting the victims and this and that, and then he was saying.
Was this a truther or a sheep?
It was a sheep. And then he didn't listen to the next line. And then he told me that I'm disrespecting his friend, and his friend died on Flight 175. And I just, I almost lost it, dude. I'm like, dude, you do know that was a fake plane, right? And then, you know, I was the big asshole. I mean, you know, if that person's really a friend, why am I the one looking into it? Why aren't you looking into it? Why aren't you the one finding out it was a fake plane? Why am I telling you? You know why? Because I don't even think you had a friend on that plane.
Yeah, well, you know what? Tell them to send you 10 pictures of that guy in all different, you know, in all different situations, and then you'll issue him a public apology.
Oh, I will. That's what I'm going to start doing. You get a birth certificate, death certificate, and like, you know, a couple high school pictures and a junior high picture, and you know, I'll apologize. But it's not going to happen. It's like the other night, guys. I didn't talk about it yet. I was on the Kevin Smith show. You know, it's a pretty big UFO talk show, and you know, he told me, don't you know that, you know, if you're wrong about this. So I was talking about Bob McElveen and Donna Marsh and how their kids aren't existent. They never existed, and they're totally made up. And he said, don't you know, they could slap you with a huge lawsuit if you're wrong. Well, you know what? If I'm wrong, to slap me with their lawsuit, they're going to have to prove those people existed. Bring it on, okay. Bob McElveen. Bring it on, Donna Marsh. We want to see you prove it. Prove it to me. I'm right here.
You know what? And show us why their kids are not in the Social Security death index. Like every relative that I know that's died in the past 20 years is, you know, that's died in the past 100 years is, you know, it's right there. It's not. That's the thing. You know, when you look at these victims and they're not on this list, everybody goes on that list. You know, you can find Bill Cooper on there. You can find, you know, but yet you cannot find one passenger from these planes. You know, many people, you know, it's just ridiculous.
And the other part that gets me about that, you know, when you want to talk about lists, is the list of people that were eligible to collect money from the victim compensation fund. You have a victim compensation fund for the 3,000 families of 9/11 guys, given out between $1 and $3 million, usually $1.9 million per family of the victims that died. Free money. So people just got to go pick it up, okay? And you know how many families have picked it up out of 3,000? About 62. So you're telling me 2,940-something families, or, you know, 2,840-something families left $2 million on the table? They didn't want to pick it up. And after 10 years, it's been 10 years now, and they still don't want to pick up the money. They just leave it on the table. Sorry. That doesn't pass the sniff test. It just doesn't. It just doesn't.
No. You know what, Brian? That I think that's a good avenue to approach the other so-called truthers that know that it wasn't Muslims, know that, but you know, will not look into the work. We'll say, you know, hey, right here, you know, why didn't these families pick up this pick up this money? Okay, all right, I'll agree that maybe those 62 or whatever it is, you know, may be official, but how about the rest of them? You have no excuse for it. I mean, you know, it just goes to show, you know, that it was all a big show and that it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yep. It's absolutely absurd to think that these people. Now, if we were talking about $1,500, yeah, maybe I might not go to New York and pick it up. I might not. And I might be too distraught over my family. And I might say, screw that money. Let them put that in a donation or something. But not $2 million. Every single family on that list, that's life-changing money. Every single family on that list is going to pick up that money. No exceptions. None. Now, if there were 3, 4, maybe 5 exceptions, you might have a case and maybe we could talk about it. And I'd probably say, yeah, maybe those people were too distraught and they just didn't want the money or whatever. Right.
Sorry to cut you off.
No,
maybe, go ahead. Maybe, you know, if there was real victims that families were fighting it and really wanted to as a message, say, I'm not picking it up. But I don't, you know, but that would make sense. But, to, you know, for all these families like that are supposedly out there, like you said, no, that would be 95 to 99% of the families would have picked it up. No doubt about
that's
it.
That's $2 million, guys. We're not talking about $1,500 here. We're talking about 2 million big ones. Think about it. Wherever you're listening right now, even if you're all the way across the country and you're in like California, and it was in New York, guess what you're doing? You're gonna get the first plane ticket out of there and go pick up your $2 million, aren't you? Are you gonna leave it there for 10 years? No. Would you leave it there for 6 months? You might. Will you leave it there for 2 years? You might. 10 years? No way. No way. Never, 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 never.
And if you are a rich person already and the $2 million's not enough, then like Brian said, okay, you would at least pick it up and give it to a charity in that person's name. Wouldn't you do that? You know, that's another, you know.
Especially where 9/11 funds have been, it's publicly known that a lot of them have been mishandled. You wouldn't just leave it in somebody else's hands. No way. It's absolutely absurd. And, you know, this ties into the truth movement, guys. And that's why it is so easy for them to control the truth movement because they weren't the real families. They weren't 3,000 real families trying to unite, trying to make these groups, trying to lead the truth movement, trying to call these people out. There wasn't. And that's why you always see the same people on TV. And it's just, you know, the whole thing, it's like, it's a big deception. And it's not supposed to be easy for you guys to figure out. It's not. And for those of you that are listening right now and are doubting this, please look into some of the work. You know, I've done a lot of research into Alex Jones in particular, and if you guys go to my YouTube channel, I have a great playlist set up, and the credit goes out to the people that put the video up. So all I did, guys, is collect videos after, you know, pouring through, you know, hundreds of hours of videos, okay? I picked the best ones. But if you guys go there, click on playlist, you'll see one that says AJ's True Colors, and if you just play it in order from the start, and you just maybe let, you know, 10, 11 videos play, you guys will know the deal. If you think I'm way off here, and, you know, you're a fan, you at least need to know, don't you? Don't you at least need to know? Have I ever misled you on anything? Have I lied about anything? No, I haven't. Look into it, because you need to know who you're putting your trust into. You know, it's just like, it's like I was saying, they get you to trust them so much, and they'll tell you not to watch something. And a perfect example was September Clues. They straight out attack those people, call them meth addicts, attack their character like crazy, and you know, they tell everybody not to watch it. And if I never watched September Clues, I wouldn't have known that the second plane was fake.
Right.
And that movie's all about media fakery. And that's why they don't want you watching that movie, because it shows you all that stuff. Justin, why don't you give it a final word? Because I got to get going. We're past the clock too. I got another show I got to do. Why don't you give us your final word, and we'll wrap it up for the night. Thanks for coming on.
No, no problem. I think you know, everything Brian said, you know, and we've talked about this past hour is totally something that needs to be looked into, you know. And if you're not already on this side of the fence where you know, to where you're understanding Brian's research and at least, you know, trying to look into it, you know. And as far as Jones goes, I have a well sourced paper. I wrote about it too. I can give it to you. But you know what? Just look into this stuff. Have some discernment. You know, think about it. Think of somebody's of what their motives are. You know, when someone's a millionaire and got rich by telling the so-called truth, you know, and that's more than just Jones. But you know, there's a lot of people out there that are making a damn good living off of this. Not necessarily all millionaires, but they're making a damn good living off of this. You know, I these people need to be questioned. And that's, you know, they're not running to work like Brian is. They're not, you know, they're not getting food stamps like I am. They're not, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, that everybody that makes their living off it is, but for the most part, I would say 90% of them that make their living off of this are bogus. So, you know, just look into these people. Thanks for having me on, Brian.
Yeah, Justin, before you go, why don't you give everybody the link to that paper so they can look it up wherever it's at?
Well, I'll put it in the back chat, and then if somebody doesn't mind throwing it up in the inform chat for me.
Okay, cool. Guys, my YouTube channel, okay, guys, is and I got a great media folder there too about all the deception that they pull off. You guys look in there, and it's not just 9/11, it's 7/7, it's other news that they've staged. Go in the media fakery folder, and you'll see about 70 videos full of stuff. You know, most of it is 9/11, but there's a lot of other stuff there too, guys. You know, the way to get to my YouTube channel, it's easy. Just, you know, it's my name. Just use the username is my name. It's Brian S. Staveley. If you don't know how to spell it, go to the informed site. It's Staveley. Brian S. Staveley. And if you go to my channel, hit the playlist, go to AJ's True Colors. You'll see all that work. I think you guys will really like my channel. I got some good stuff up there, especially on the digital deception that goes on with the media. And especially on the truth movement. And, you know, I really do got to reassess all my 9/11 videos, because I got a lot of old stuff in it. It's disinformation. I tried to take a lot of it out, but I'm sure there's still some up there. Guys, it's been a great show. I want to thank Justin for coming on. Helped me out a lot. I want to thank Truth War for producing. Everybody else that helped out, everybody else that filled in on the show or any other shows tonight, thanks, guys. Guys, I'll be back tomorrow night at the same time. Justin, tomorrow you, 9 o'clock?
Yes, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock Eastern, guys, for Justin's show. And that's all, guys. Good, have a good night.
All right, peace.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, 'cause you know I'm known to melt a